KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports, good morning. I'm Marissa Hubdy. Iowa takes on UNI this afternoon to open the inaugural Big Four series in Wells Fargo Arena. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:30 here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes are 8-2, while the Panthers enter with a record of 6-3. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Panthers will be one of the Hawks' toughest opponents in non-conference play. The Panthers struggled against full-court pressure during their trip to the Bahamas over Thanksgiving, and Jacobson says they'll revisit how they attack a press going into the game against Iowa. Iowa State plays Drake in the second half of the Big Four series in Des Moines. Tip-off for the game at Wells Fargo Arena is at 4 p.m. The Cyclones are 7-3 and looking to return to their winning ways in the series against the Bulldogs. A year ago, Drake beat ISU by 9 points in the Knapp Center. The Lakers ended a four-game losing streak by struggling past the worst team in the NBA. Kobe Bryant scored a game-high 30 points to lead Los Angeles to a 102-96 win at Washington. Teammate Jody Meeks added 24 off the bench. Lakers center Dwight Howard was slowed by foul trouble, finishing with 12 points and 14 rebounds. The Wizards led by as many 9 points in the first half and, after trailing by as many as 16 in the second, closed to 92-89 with 5.5 minutes left in the game. Los Angeles pulled away from there. The win pulls LA within 4 games of the 500 mark at 10-14. The Wizards' second straight loss drops them to 3-17. The Southeastern Conference won't suspend Alabama defensive end Quentin Dial for a hit on Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. The league said in a statement Friday that it had reviewed video of that play and others in the SEC championship game, and that the two schools would handle any punishments internally. Dial leveled Murray during a second quarter interception return. He was not penalized on the play. The SEC statement says the conference is satisfied with actions taken by the schools. The Crimson Tide plays Notre Dame for the national title on January 7th in Miami. Coach Nick Saban typically doesn't disclose any internal punishments. Dial has played in all but one game, and his 21 tackles include 4.5 behind the line of scrimmage. Temple has made an offer to New York Giants assistant Matt Rhule to become the Owls' new head coach. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because Rhule has not yet formally accepted the position. Rhule was one of the final two candidates for the job. The person says University of Miami defensive coordinator Mike D'Onofrio withdrew from consideration. Appalachian State has given interim coach Scott Satterfield the head coaching job permanently. Satterfield has spent 17 of the past 22 years at the school as either a player or assistant. Satterfield was the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach this season. He replaces Jerry Moore. Indiana State has hired Mike Stanford as its head football coach. The school sent out a news release announcing the hiring Friday and is planning to formally introduce Stanford next week. He replaces Trent Miles, who left after a third straight winning season to take the job at Georgia State on November 30th. Stanford spent this season as Utah State's assistant head coach and was in charge of running backs and tight ends and helped lead the number 18 Aggies to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl on Saturday against Toledo. He was Utah's offensive coordinator in 2003 and 2004 on Urban Meyer's staff, then was UNLV head coach from 2005 to 2009. He was the offensive coordinator at Louisville in 2010 and 2011. Minnesota Vikings cornerback Antoine Winfield has been listed as questionable for Sunday's game at St. Louis because of a knee injury. Winfield was held out of practice again on Friday, but coach Leslie Frazier said the 35-year-old should be all right to face the Rams. Frazier, however, said the team will consider limiting Winfield's playing time, depending on how he feels this weekend. Winfield had lingering soreness in the knee this week, prompting the team to hold the veteran out as a precaution. Winfield has enjoyed one of his best seasons in the NFL, as the Vikings have managed his workload to keep him fresh. He played in only 5 games last year due to a neck problem and then a broken collarbone. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler appears ready to play Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. Cutler went through a full practice on Friday despite knee and neck problems and was officially listed as probable. Giants coach Tom Coughlin confirms that Ahmed Bradshaw will miss Sunday's crucial game against Atlanta. The club's leading rusher is nursing lingering knee and foot problems. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Jay Ratliff is unlikely to play again this season after undergoing sports hernia surgery. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says Ratliff had the surgery Thursday in Philadelphia and will be out 3 to 6 weeks. Miami Dolphins receiver Devon Bess and linebacker Koa Meese have been ruled out of Sunday's game against Jacksonville. Bess has a back injury, while Meese has been sidelined since hurting his ankle in last week's loss at San Francisco. Jets rookie defensive lineman Quinton Coples has been fined $15,000 by the NFL on Friday for grabbing the face mask of Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Chad Henne. Coples was called for a penalty when Henne scrambled for 1 yard on 3rd and 3 last Sunday. The play extended a drive in which the Jaguars later scored in the Jets' 17-10 victory. Giants cornerback Prince Amukamara was fined $15,750 for a horse collar tackle on New Orleans running back Pierre Thomas in New York's 52-27 win. Detroit offensive tackle Gosder Trelis was docked $10,000 for a chop block in the Lions' 27-20 loss at Green Bay. St. Louis cornerback Cortland Finnegan was also fined $10,000 for grabbing Buffalo running back C.J. Spiller by the face mask. And Chicago cornerback Charles Tillman was fined $7,875 for a late hit on Minnesota running back Toby Gerhart. Free agent infielder Ty Wigginton and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a $5 million two-year contract. General manager John Mosliak announced the agreement Friday and said Wigginton gives the Cardinals a right-handed bat with punch. The 35-year-old Wigginton, who will make $2.5 million annually, has hit 15 or more homers 6 times during 11 big league seasons. He had 22 in 2010 when he was an all-star with Baltimore. Wigginton has a .263 career average with 169 home runs and 591 RBIs in over 1,300 games with the New York Mets, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Houston, Baltimore, Colorado, and Philadelphia. He has played 100 or more games in each of the past 7 seasons. The New York Yankees have been hit with an $18.9 million luxury tax by Major League Baseball, the 10th consecutive year they will pay a penalty for their spending. The Yankees finished with a $222.5 million payroll for purposes of the tax, according to figures sent to teams Thursday and obtained by the Associated Press. Following its payroll-shedding trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers last summer, Boston finished just $47,177 under the $178 million threshold. The Los Angeles Angels wound up at $176.7 million and Philadelphia at $174.5 million. Figures include average annual values of contracts for players on 40-man rosters, adjustments for cash in trades, and $10.8 million per team in benefits. New York has run up a luxury tax bill of $224.2 million over the past decade. Anticipating a possible antitrust suit, the NHL is bringing its labor fight against players to federal court. The league announced Friday that it has filed a class action suit in U.S. District Court in New York, seeking to establish that its now 90-day lockout is legal. In a separate move, the NHL filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming the Players Association has bargained in bad faith. The NHL said it believes the union's executive board is seeking authorization to give up its collective bargaining rights, a necessary step before players could file an antitrust lawsuit. The league's moves were made Friday after the sides held a bargaining conference call following 2 days of talks that included federal mediators. Players Association Special Counsel Steve Fear declined to comment on the union's plans regarding a so-called disclaimer of interest. That's KJAN Sports. I'm Marissa Hovde.